Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back. It's Key from the Ola and Key show. Ola is, I don't know what Ola is. Ola, if you're listening, I would love to do this with you again, but I can't find you, so whatever. No tea, no shade. I love you down. No, you know. But I'm back, and it's been 4 long years since I've been gone. Whitney Houston died. What happened since 2011? So much. I was going to have it written down. This show is actually a practice show. This isn't a the real show. However, this is a practice show. But you guys know how it works. We come in with the instrumental, and then we go in with the song, and then we come back and do the show. But I have a new co-host with me tonight. His name is... Well, I'm not giving you his name because he needs to figure that out. But
Shade, that's Shade.
Yeah, so we're going to determine that, I guess... Your name is Wednesday?
No, it's at a later
day. Oh, at a later day. Okay, well, tomorrow night, you guys, I don't know if it's 6 or 7, but we are going to have an interesting show. And by then, I hope to have everything in order, if you know what I mean, because this is live. And it's really hard to project how a show is done per se or whatever. I just don't know what to say. Like I'm killing time because I have about 2 seconds before we go into our first break. But you guys know how it works when you're on the air. Basically, for New York radio, you play an instrumental and you go into a song and then you come back and you try to bring it. So tonight's topic is Powerball, $900 million girls. What would you do if you win that money? It's debatable. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about ISIS. Yes, we are. Might as well. What else? It's just so much to talk about. I'm a nervous wreck. So, Chris, talk for a minute. Say something.
I mean, you know, I'm the version AB, so you know, I get my feet wet.
Okay. My friend Chris, we've met like 4 years ago in Miami, and he's very like he's quiet, but he's one of those poker bear funny people. Like you're like, wait, he doesn't speak much, but when he does talk, he's like funny, but he doesn't mean anything by it. So, yeah, we're going to, I guess, touch on that as well. I don't know what else to say, but I guess we can start to maybe going to a break soon. And hopefully when we come back, we'll know how to do the show.
I hope so.
Yes. I know. I'm learning. I'm learning, you guys. Okay, I need to, cause this is a process. Trust me. I gotta have all my effects ready, and I currently don't. So now I'm winging it literally with no music bed behind me, and you guys know I hate that. So this is the new name of the show was the Lunch Table Show, and the Lunch Table Radio Show, excuse me. And we will be back in like 4 minutes because we're taking over the internet, and that's that. So get into it. Thank you. mess, but... Okay, we're back. So, I am curious about people and, yeah, if you're in the lottery, what would you do with it, Chris? Oh, that's his name, sorry.
No, man.
Here, hold the mic. Take the mic, put it by your mouth.
Well, I'll save that for later. If I was to win the Powerball, what would I do? Somebody asked me that earlier today, and I'm going to repeat what I said. I would pay Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj to go away forever.
Oh, okay. You know what? I would definitely like to be to keep her, to get that as a sound effect.
Forever.
Yes, forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Work on that. What would you do with the winning? You was.
I would. I don't know. I would give. You hear this? I can't share. I would. I would give. Oh, you can't share it? Why? I would. Give to church, of course, because you got to thank God number first and foremost. And then. I don't know. I would probably. No, I wouldn't. Still, I wouldn't live here.
God don't pay my bills.
God does pay your bills. Trust and believe. I don't know. I everyone hopes that they will win, you know what I mean? But it's just, it's a 1 in 200 million chance that you would win the Powerball or whatever. So that has to, it has to basically, what's the word? It has to come when it's ready to come, if that makes any sense. Well, you know what I mean. I'm still learning this again. This is like, this is, I can't hear my instrumental. Is it playing? I can hear it now. See, this, I'm using this microphone and the volume. I don't even know how to. Oh, is it down? Okay. Anyway, yeah, this is so nerve-wracking. I mean, I'm not as nervous as I used to be back in 2011 and 2010 when I started the show. I used to be really, really nervous, but now I'm like, I guess I grew up, whatever. My most infamous interview was with Candy Deep Throat, and it was interesting, to say the least. And I just want the show to be fun and the Lunch Table Radio Show. Like,
it's going to be popular.
It has to be. Like, I don't know, but I'm a little bit nervous, and I don't know why I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I guess I wasn't really prepared, but I had to.
Should've took a shot.
No. Your shot. You know what? Tomorrow. No, because tomorrow I can't drink all night, so I have to work the day after. It just doesn't work for me. However, I know, but I. What am I trying to convey?
I don't know what you're trying to convey. Only in your head. I don't know what you're trying to convey.
Okay.
Get together, boo.
I know, I'm trying. What time is it? Oh, 9:14. Okay, we'll take another break in 5 minutes. But, you know what, doing radio is like, okay, I come from radio. I did radio on 1090 AM. And it really, like, when you do it, it's the real radio. I'm talking about, like, the radio station, like, it the experience. By the way, Natalie, shout out to you. She's on the news now. However, doing it was so, because I always was into radio, and when I got into it and did it, it's a different ball game, because you have to be on your P's and Q's. like now. Like, I'm, like, stumbling with my words and, you know, saying I'm a lot. But then again, no, radio number one, not 101, radio, what do you call it?
101.
Etiquette is you can't say more than two times in the paragraph. And radio etiquette is you can't, there's no such thing as
dead air.
Yeah, if it's dead air, you're basically, like, playing yourself or whatever.
I love listening to Power and they go into a commercial and the next thing you know.
I know, but it's like, it's forbidden, the program director, you know what I mean? But one thing that I noticed when I did radio at 10:90 a.m., the program director came one day and I was like, okay, I'm on the air, so I really can't really stop because he's here. So I had to, like,
not ignore him,
but I acknowledged that he was there. And we were on the air talking, me and Natalie, and I made him laugh, and that really made me comfortable because I'm like, oh my gosh, the PD is here. Do I have a shot at this? You know what I mean? But that's neither here or there. This show wasn't even really promoted that well that we're doing right now, which is fine. It's fine. You guys are busy. I understand.
It should have been promoted because it's a hot damn mess.
I know, but you know what?
I want that site to the world.
What site?
Hot Ghetto West.
Okay, I don't know. How do I go from radio to hot ghetto mess? Like, what are we? What are we after?
Because I said it's a hot mess.
Okay, maybe we can talk about friends. I recently fell out with a best friend of mine of 14 years. I don't want to say why because I don't want them going in on me in on another platform. But can you, Chris? In my opinion, I don't know his radio name yet, but this is his, you know. Can you end a 15-year friendship and come back to it and it be the same?
Radio Etiquette 101. God, no, I can't say it again.
Right.
But I'm going to say it again. Just to be spiteful.
Okay.
No. It won't be the same. I mean, I haven't. Most of the friends I have fallen out with,
mm-hmm.
they are dead to me.
Wow.
You know, because to me, I did nothing wrong to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you angry at me for something I didn't do.
This is ready. You got so faster.
No, because what threw me off was that shit popped up, and that's what.
What this?
No, the next bar popped up.
Oh,
That's what I'm saying. Just.
Oh, somebody's listening from. Did you?
I didn't.
Maybe that's my sister. I don't. Okay. I would love to know who that is.
I don't know, but it.
But we have a caller.
It popped up, and I thought, you know, some shit happened. And
okay.
I thought my shit was thought it cut off on me. But
matter of fact, you know what? Let's see who this is, if they don't mind. 267, you're on the air with us. Who is this?
Hi, brother. It's Gigi.
Hi, mom.
Hi. I'm being weird right now. I just seen your post. I was like, oh, my brother's on the radio. I got to call him. But
oh, my God.
I help my family.
You would?
With the money. The $9 million,
I mean,
ain't that what it said with the Powerball?
I know, but in what capacity would you help your family?
I'll buy mommy a house. I'll pay mommy debt off. I'll help Shondell get a house and pay her debt off and get her a car. I'll get Cookie a new car. And I'll help grandma whatever she got help. And then I'll help homeless people. And then I'll build my own business in order to help people that need to be helped, like victims.
Okay. We were just talking about friendships and stuff like that. And I would like to know, in your opinion, Boom. And, when you break up with a friend of over 10 years, could you go back to that friend and let things be back to normal? Or is it pretty much dead because you guys, like are done? Like, what do you think?
Well, it depends on how you break up. If y'all broke up on, like, some understanding terms.
If it's not your fault, but they decided to end things with you for whatever reason or whatever, and then, you know, because I feel like, if we fell out, why am I? I'm not gonna reach back to you because you decided for me. So how about we just end this together? But however, how do you throw away a 15 to 20 year friendship? It's just so, how do you do that?
Oh no! I mean, 15, 20 years, John already did. What is there to talk about? Like, wait, don't hit my phone. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Ain't nothing to talk about 15. Yes, bye, Felicia. 15, 20 years. If you broke up with me for whatever reason, you done broke up with me. Bye. Go on about your business.
Okay, but I just think, you know, when you've been friends for so long, it's kind of like hard to like. Thank you.
It's hard, but it ain't hard for me.
You're a Capricorn, so I know that you guys have that freaking, like, that superior, not superior, but you guys have an exterior. No, not exterior. You guys just are, like, hard, and y'all don't give a F about anything, in my opinion.
I mean, we're not really hard. It's just, it's different Capricorns. Like, Cookie hard. She the hardest Capricorn I ever met, but it
but
just depends, on capacity.
She's still soft and pink, though.
I'm only soft when I love you. But like, if it's been 15, 20 years, that's like down the drain. That's like me and Max, we've been broken up for about 6-8 years now. Like, I don't love you no more, bye. And if it's gonna be 15, 20 years, it's gonna be just like that. Like, chemistry, friendship, whatever.
Okay.
That's just how it is.
Alright, well, thank you, Boom. Are you gonna continue to listen throughout the show? We're going off the air in an hour, but I want you to stay on and listen to me while we broadcast. Will you do that, or are you gonna just called in to call in and for the topic?
Well, I'm at work, but my client busy right now, so yeah, I'll stay in.
You're staying until you can't stay in no more?
No, yeah, I'll stay in until y'all done.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be right here.
Alright, well, I guess we're gonna. What time is it? Oh, okay. Because I'm just starting to show back up. It's like so hard. Not hard, but I'm trying to get used to this all over again. So I'm going to take another, I guess, musical break. And when I come back, what are we going to talk about? Not you, Gigi, but I'm trying to think. Oh, the friendship thing. I need to figure that out. But
okay.
So don't you dare hang up.
I'm not.
And this is like my show. This show that we have right now is a old school show. We're not playing no new Fetty Wap and all that other crap. We're playing like stuff that's like music, that feel good music or that get crunk music or that forever music. Like, this is not that show. This show is like a show that is basically when you hear the song, it's going to take you back into time. You know what I mean? Like the song I'm about to say next. I lost my virginity to this song. Yes, I'm saying it on the air. I lost my virginity to this specific song. So we're going to take another break. Shut up. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about relationships, friendships, and lottery winnings. What would you do if you win a $900 million fortune? Okay? So don't go nowhere.
All right. I won't.
He has a little game that he plays, clever little ways and a hot boy style. Wraps up on the soul that he makes, flash a little gas, most girls wild out. Lately he's been checking for me, telling me how much he wants to be. Wants to be the one to replace the man that waits at home for me.
they won't fit in the bank. And I'ma do this just like Tony did it to Frank. But I'ma make sure both y'all win. Let them keep the place. You move and I'ma pay both y'all rent. So forget about the condo and come to the crib. Cause the castle over the mountain come with the bridge. You know, literally, we could go shopping in Italy. Hand on her thigh, she ain't wanna get rid of me. And she don't drink or know how L look. Chanel look mixed with the Pete Arnell look. You just stay pretty while I'm running the city. When I whip the V, you can hold a joint if you with me. Vacation costs 150, we living it up. I put it on your ass if you giving it up. And you know I'm not a hater. And if you feel bad, then you call them up later and tell them you all jaded.
Oh, no, I can't let you get up.
My co-host said a funny, but I can't even repeat it because it was just too funny, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. But I'm just testing out, like, you guys, you that's listening. This is like my this is my premiere show. I haven't did this in I want to say what 4 years. I paid a lot of coin to do this tonight, so this has to be successful. Like I have to, yeah. But so let me just test out my sound effects to see what the tea is. I'm going to play some sound effects, you guys, and I want to see how they sound. And hopefully you guys can send me some feedback. Oh, God, what the hell did I do? See, I'm not used to this new system that studio? I'm not used to this new studio that we have here. However, this is my sound effects, and I want to know if you guys like it. So I'm playing like 4 of them. Here we go. Intro now on the air because I had no old O-line can keep intro. Intro, it's dramatic. Only if you guys listening can get that's what it is. But we're back. My co-host is like a nervous record. Hasn't been on the radio in 7 years, and yes, I did hijack her mother effing sound effects. Just like she said, she stole Hot Topics from The View. I stole her sound effects from The Experience. How about that? And that. Now, back to the friendship conversation at hand. So, Chris, you currently have a situation going on right now with your significant other who has a friend that you used to be friends with that you fell out with. Am I correct? Would that be accurate? Or that y'all were never friends? Come closer to the mic.
Well, we was never friends. We was cordial acquaintances.
Now, I don't want to go too into detail, but aren't they? It's okay?
No.
We can or we can't?
No, don't go.
Okay.
Don't,
okay.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not
okay.
Yet.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Yet. I
was going to hypothetically use your influence on something, but I guess, yeah.
Don't go too deep into it.
Okay.
You
I
know.
Just want to know what other people would do, but okay. We'll talk about that another day.
We'll talk. But we'll talk about that another day, you know, when I'm feeling a little more certain on the issue.
Okay.
You know.
So back to friends. When you have you fallen out with a friend before?
Yes.
What was the longest time span of the friendship that you guys had, and what was the reason behind the breakup, the fallout?
Oh, well, that's a messy story. We were friends about 5 years.
Okay.
About 5 years. And
who broke up with who?
Well, he just stopped talking to me. He just stopped talking to me.
Sounds familiar.
And, you know, fuck it, I'm still a T.
I'm not even talk faster, this is radio.
Well, I'm still a T anyway.
Okay, okay.
But, you know, he stopped talking to me because his significant other was trying to holler at me and my significant other.
Oh, okay.
And so when my significant other came to me, like, this is what's going on, I was reaching out to him.
The friend. Okay.
I was reaching out to the friend to let him know.
I remember the story, yes.
Yes.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
And I couldn't get into contact with him. I would text him, reply, hit him up on Facebook. Facebook, he deactivated his Facebook.
You mean he blocked you? Call it what it is.
I don't know if he blocked me. I don't know if he blocked me or it was deactivated. I don't know. Because it did come back later.
Okay.
So I don't, you know. But and this is back when Yahoo Messenger was popping, so you know how long
it used to pop and now it's no longer popping anymore. Who is this listening? We have somebody else listening.
Oh.
That number looks familiar though. I wonder who that is.
That's it, wrong. But anyway. Yahoo Messenger was popping. Then I hit him up on Yahoo Messenger, and then we was having a conversation. Then halfway through the conversation, I realized I'm not talking to him.
Okay.
I'm talking to his boo.
Okay.
Right. And then I was like, all right. So a few weeks later, I hit him up on Twitter. Talked to him. I didn't drop the bomb at
first. First of all, let me tell you something. I don't kiss ass. Let's be clear on that. So all that reaching out stuff that you did after the second attempt, that's it. We're done. We're done here. And I'll make myself very clear with that. But that's you. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. Well, I back in the days when I was nicer.
Okay.
I was younger and nicer. Then.
Okay.
But now I'm old and bitter. But anyway, so, you know, I reached out to him and I set my little piece. And then a week later, Twitter was gone. So, you know, I looked at my significant other. I'm like, hey, you know, he's trying to let you smash. Smash.
Okay.
And that's what happened. He smashed me.
Wait. Now hold up. You said your significant other smashed your friend? The boo of the friend.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's a messy situation.
It's a messy situation.
But you allowed it.
Yes, I did everything possible to let him know your boo.
So the moral of the story is this: y'all fell out because you allowed your boo to mess with the friend's friend. That's on you. It's on you because you no.
You
reached out.
No.
They paid your call of dust. And then you subsequently let your friend, your certificate, get with this person.
Yes.
So that falls back on you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You know why it doesn't?
Tell me why it doesn't.
You know why it doesn't? Because before even any of that happened, when he was hitting me up and my significant other up, you know, and me, which is up his kicks and shit.
Okay. This is PG-13. Tomorrow is a rated R show. Okay. 13.
I said cake.
Okay.
What's up? But
go ahead.
He was sending pictures of the cakes. And he was sending pictures of the cake to my significant other. And so, you know, I'm trying to warn my friend, you know, get your man in check.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But then you were being a bitch and allowed your significant other to allegedly smash their friend's friend. That was on you.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
You know why I said it wasn't? Because I was reaching out to him 5 months.
Oh.
5 months I was reaching out to him, let him know what was going on. He paid me thus, and then years later, come to find out, oh, he stopped talking to me because his man said I was flirting with him. We've been friends for 5 years. Have never once tried to hit on any of anybody. You know? So, and like, to me, it was like, you could have at least gave me the common courtesy of, like, you know, hit me up, like, yo, what's going on? And I could have been like, that's not happening. He chose to believe him. And after, you know, I'm like, well, fine, you know. You can hit it.
What's your sign again?
I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. You're a Virgo like Beyonce. I was having a conversation with my best friend today, and my best friend
basically let me know that Beyonce and Jay-Z aren't really compatible because of their sign, but she's a Sagittarius. But she loves her man, and you know that. But I was telling my friend, I'm like, I know Beyonce is probably such a effing bitch. Which she do, because Virgos, I think, when y'all might be nasty, y'all can get somebody together, in my opinion. My friend Dennis, he's a Virgo. I know, that's my boo, but I know the propensity that he has to get you all the way together because of his sign. My mom's a Virgo, too, but I don't know, she just don't give me that. But if you make her reach red, then she'll give it to you. But other than that, I never really saw my mom blow up. But interesting. No. I've never seen my mom.
She's been doing it right
now. No.
I'm pretty sure she had a moment.
I've never seen my mom.
That's kind of the point I'm making.
No, what? Well, my mom's a white lady. Let's make that clear. But, and I don't think that she is. She's her, but she's not. I don't know. She's just not that girl, in my opinion.
When you first met me,
well, when I first met Chris, you guys, PPS, we don't have a radio name for him yet, but this is, you know, whatever. When I first met you, I have a hard time reading people. And see, radio, I like doing radio because radio, I don't have to, y'all can listen, but I'm not in the room with you shaking hands, you know what I mean? So it's a different atmosphere for me. I can be myself. But when I met you in Miami and we were staying in was it a one-bedroom at the time? Or two-bedroom? It was a one-bedroom, but one-bedroom, one and a half bath. It was one or two. Yeah, one bad. So I met you, and I couldn't fill you out. So I thought you didn't like me because we didn't talk to each other. And then, like, after...
Your ass stayed in the room.
No, I know, but I mean, hold on, we have a caller. But after a while, I was like, I don't like him. And then Steve was like, why? And I'm like, I just don't like him. And then I got to know you, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're really cool as hell. So yeah. But, we have a caller, and if my button could just release my microphone, I could pull them up. I'm sorry, you guys, if you hear me clicking and stuff. Wait, is it this? That's the button? Okay, yeah, this is, like, really, really annoying. And this is, okay, this is a new one. Okay, hold on. Sidebar. Microphone, can we talk? Oh, caller, are you on the air? 269.
Hey.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know why I had the volume so low on the microphone I couldn't even hear you. So I'm sorry about that. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. So let me ask you a question. Thanks for calling, by the way. But if you win the Powerball tomorrow, did you play? Tonight?
No.
Why you didn't play?
Because, I don't know. I
you have 20 minutes to get to Utica Eastern Parkway to play your mother effing game, and I could be the winning ticket. It's just $2. What's wrong with you? It's 900 million girls.
I doubt we'll win.
I mean, you can't have that mindset. You gotta think positive. Like, you know what? I might win it. But if you were to play hypothetically and win tonight, what would you do with the winnings?
I'll pay off my student loans.
Forget the student loans. You're rich beyond. You're richer than Oprah. No, you're not richer than Oprah. But you're richer than Beyonce and Jay-Z combined. What would you do with that coin? I'm asking.
First, I'll get my mom up here. No.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
I'll get
absolutely.
I'll take her somewhere she wouldn't want to go, like to live.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Let's see. I don't know.
Well, I'm a friend of yours. How much do I get? Do I get $1 million or nah?
Yeah.
No, oh, no, that was wrong. Hesitated. Yeah, that was shady, bro. Let me tell you something. If I were to win, I would give all my friends, I mean, like, we would all be millionaires, basically. Everyone that I'm friends with, hence friends. But, yeah, I would give all, everyone that were I'm friends with.
Can I
do a sidebar? A sidebar? Sure.
That would be such sweet revenge.
It would be sweet revenge. You know why? Because you know what? No. If I were to win, I would actually give my ex friend money too. Because I'm not a nasty person.
I'm not
like even doing this radio show. I'm not a nasty person. I can't even throw grease. It's hard to throw grease at people. It's really hard.
I guess that's why you have me
at the goal. Yeah. So you're here for grease and me. You guys. Anyway, back to you, caller 269.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Okay, yeah, so what's your night looking like? You good?
Yeah, everything is great. Just
okay.
Trying to hustle real hard right now. You know, try to get back on my feet. Hello?
Sorry. I'm trying to play like certain things, stuff like that. But okay, well, I hope you do, and I thank you for listening. Please continue listening. We have about 18 more minutes left in the show. When we come back, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I'm going to take another break. But let me know. Like, can you continue to listen for me, please, caller? Please, Nene Face. I'm Nene Face. Why you say my name? I'm Key on the radio.
Huh?
Why you say my real name? I'm Key on the radio. Don't say my government on the air.
My fault. I didn't know.
you don't do that. I'm playing. So you guys, we're going to come back in like 4 minutes. So please continue to listen and don't move a muscle. But tomorrow, oh yeah, you guys, tomorrow's topic, I'm sorry, but I'm in a group called The Dozens. Tomorrow's topic is about girls eating boys' butts. I didn't even know what the tea is with that. Eat the booty like groceries. So that might be the name of the show. So tomorrow, 269, I hope you tune in because I want you to hear it too. It, you know, is it cool for girls to eat boys' booties? I need to know the tea. So, So you guys, we'll be back. Don't move a muscle. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks.
All
sorry, you guys. I know you guys heard my co-host for a minute. We had the microphone off for a second, but we're back or whatever. Matter of fact, no, you probably didn't hear my co-host because we're not even close enough to be on the microphone together.
Okay.
But we're back on the air. We're leaving in about 12 minutes, so I hope that we have entertained whoever's listening in some capacity, in some way. But like you guys, this is like a practice show. This isn't the tomorrow's the real deal. Tomorrow I'm gonna promote the hell out of it. I'm pay people to call in. Sorry, nah. But I just have to get the show up and running. It's 2016. The last time I did a show was 2011. I noticed that I'm saying a lot, but I'm not stuttering as much as I used to. When I was on the air in 2010 and 2011, stuttering dad. Now my speech, I feel like, is much, 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 much better. So you guys know that Obama is ending his presidency and don't correct me, in November. And, like, I'm torn because, like, I don't know, Trump, period, unless Cruz catches up to him, he's going to be the nominated Republican for the House. So where do we go from here? Like, Trump might be the next president of the United States, but he doesn't have any political background. You say what?
I don't like it at all. It's scary how he has riled up so many people and they really want this fool in office, you know, somebody who wants to not even let Muslims in the country, you know, who makes fun of disabled people, even though, you know, a part of me, I wish for a little bit more realness out of people.
He's as real as...
And that's what I'm saying.
He's as real as they get, though.
Yeah, that's probably why so many people like him, because he's real.
He's real, real.
He's real, real. He's not that fake real, you know, like...
I mean, he would tell you your fly is open if it's open in the elevator. That's real enough shit.
I don't think he would tell you. He probably would...
Point to it.
Point at it and laugh at you. You know, like he did with the handicapped guy. You know, so I'm not too sure if I want Hillary.
Well, it's either Hillary or Trump. Who do you pick? Do we leave or do we stay? Like, what's going to happen? One of them, the way it's looking, is going to be president at this point.
Well, I don't want Hillary.
Why not?
Something about her. You know, it just...
But she has the political background. She was in the White House for 8 years with her husband. She didn't let the scandal mar her. But I think, in my opinion, Hillary is the right candidate for the job. Who else is out there, like, besides Hillary? I mean, she has to be our saving grace at this point.
I mean, if we were smart, we would go with Bernie Sanders. You know, but this is a PG-13 show, so I can't say what I really want to say about Hillary and her political background.
Well, you can say that for tomorrow. Bernie Sanders, he seems to be about 105 years old. So will he even... I'm not going to say what I want to say. But my thing is, I don't know. This is just... It's just a lot going on. And I'm just a nervous wreck because I'm like... Certain things that if Trump becomes president will be taken away from me and from you and from a lot of people. So people really need to see, you know, see what they want. Because, you know, after the federal government... takes over with this new president who doesn't deserve to be president, who paid his way in, we're all doomed.
But they all paid their way in.
But Trump paid his way in for real. He didn't have to take money from no donors or anything. He literally paid throughout his whole, I don't know the word, but he paid for it.
Well, I would rather have somebody who has their own money than... somebody who is reliant to corporations.
I mean, you need that. You need sponsors. Like, if we would ever grow as a show, we would need sponsors. McDonald's, Sprite, where you at? You know what I mean? Like, you would need that as a backup, like, and they believe in you. You know what I mean? My opinion.
Yeah, you would need that, but I don't want a president who has to pass laws and veto bills because, oh, fucking, I lost my train of thought, but fucking,
okay.
Yes, I did. That's why I lost my train of thought.
This goes back to this being live radio. Live radio, you guys, is such, it's not hard. It's hard once you do it because you have to be used to it. And when you're on the air, just imagine when Wendy was on the radio, this is her thing though, so you know Wendy, she held down. No tea, no shade. But you really have to be focused and you have to pay attention and you have to be on it. Like, period. Point blank. And I just don't know what else to say at this point. Like, we have 6 minutes left in the show, and I'm like, this is why, you know what, this show was winged. We didn't have any topics to discuss. We literally just winged the show. I'm going to listen to it back as I prepare myself for something tonight later on. Mm-hmm. But,
the burden of prayer.
The burden of prayer. I just, you know, I don't know where I'm going with this. Help, Greece. He said that might be his name, but hey, let's see. Because he hasn't thrown any grease at all tonight since he's been here.
Because it's PG-13.
Oh, okay.
You know, I could throw some grease.
Okay.
With that, we save for the mall.
Was that a read?
Well, that's a clip you should get.
I know.
But, yeah, I don't know. You know, we just hoping that, you know, this takes off and shoots the stratosphere.
But it has to be promoted. It has to be, like, I feel like I'm not popular enough. Well, then again, no, I'm not popular, you know. But let me tell you one thing, though. No, don't look at me now. I'm popular in other realms. But I ain't going to disclose them. However, I can attest to this, though. When I was in high school, I wasn't popular, but I used to have sex with popular people. Pow. Sure did. I sure freaking did. Sorry, boom, I lose it to who heard this, but I used to have sex with popular people.
Oh,
and it is what it is. And that's...
Jesus.
Yes. I know that was really, really loud. I need to turn it down, but I'm just, like, playing with my buttons or whatever until we go off the air. But we have 5 minutes left. This is interesting. So, What? Talk.
I don't want to be talking. How do we go from 5 minutes to 3 minutes? Get it together.
This is radio, boo. We control the button.
This went from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. Like, space-time continuum.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek. But, you know, when I was in high school, I didn't have sex with the popular people.
I know I did.
Football team?
Well, no, I can't tell you too much because I don't know what girls are listening from high school. Nope.
If they salty. I mean, I hadn't sex with nobody in high school. I was a virgin until I was 21. Or was it 22? I don't remember. But I'll save that grease for another day.
Okay. I was a virgin until I was 16, which is a very, very long time to be a virgin. No. Kids, save your virginity for as long as you can.
Save your virginity like you save your coin.
Pretty much, yeah.
Put in your change purse.
Wait. You're beaming me lose my footing. There we go. So, you guys, we're ending the show. It was only an hour. Tomorrow's going to be 2 hours, so tomorrow we have to be prepared. This show was pretty much winged. Oh, crap. It's kicking us off sooner than we thought. So, damn. Well, I guess anyone that's listening on the switchboard, on the phone, I'm going to take you to the one minute after we go off the air, off the internet. But, good luck, everybody. In 2 minutes, the Powerball, 10:59. In the hour, the Powerball is going to be drawn, and someone hopefully will win. And if not, the Powerball next on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it is going to be $1.3 billion. billion. People are taking money out to play this game, so it's going to be crazy.
I just hope whoever wins doesn't put money on to bail they boo out of jail four times.
Yeah, Andrea, you got the money and you did some, you know, but it's her money, so you really can't tell her what to do and what she can't do.
But she got kids.
So what? She's still a millionaire. And then she decides to, you know.
Four times?
Yeah.
That's some powerful D.
So, you guys, thanks for listening Beyond All Measure. And tomorrow at 7, no, no, not 7, 6. No, 6:30. So, tomorrow, basically just listen. What time tomorrow? 6:30 to 8. No, because housewives starts at 8, right?
Yeah.
So we need 6 to 8, or like 6:30 to 8. You know what, I'm gonna do an hour and a half show because I don't want it to be 2 hours. Might be too long for the first comeback show. So you guys, tomorrow 6:30 to 8 or 6 to 7:30. What you think? Hurry up.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, I'll promote it in some capacity. But thank you guys for listening, and have a good one.